Let me be the first to greet all of you who are well enough today to be out and about. We have been plagued with a series of sinus infections and sicknesses that are often described simply as the Kentucky crud. But for those of you who are well today, even if you're just a little under the weather, we're glad that you chose to be with us. We've been praying for all of you who are battling that you'll feel well and be over it. And for the folks who can't be here, so many couldn't, that they will soon experience the healing of the Lord. Let's stand Amen. Together as we call the church to worship this morning. Father, as we come before you today, we come before you humbly. Remind us, Lord, that as Paul wrote, it is in you that we live and move and have our very being. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of health and strength. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the new covenant, the assurance of salvation, the hope of heaven, the blessings of everyday life because of Christ. Father, help us to be those who count our blessings and in doing so are willing to lift our voices to praise and worship and honor you. Be welcome, Lord. Be welcome in our house, in your house, in this place, this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Are we in G? Are we in G?
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Redeemed how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. By the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know in the light of His presence, with me doth continually dwell. By the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, His child forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed. His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the child forever I am. Body, you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you hide. out of the ashes you rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes you rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Our God is higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against?
Of every sunrise, there in the shadows of this life, your great grace, there on the mountaintop, there in the everyday and the mundane, there in the sorrow and the dancing, your great grace. Such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. There on a wedding day, there in the weeping by the graveside, there in the very breath we breathe, your great grace. same for the rich and poor, same for the saint and for the sinner, enough for this whole wide world. Your great grace, such grace. From the creation to the cross, and from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. There in the darkest night of the soul, there in the sweetest songs of victory, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. Your great grace, oh such grace. Your great grace, oh such grace. Same for the rich and poor, same for the saint and for the sinner, enough for this whole wide world. Your great grace, oh such grace. Oh,
we look to you because you alone are God. And there is no clouds that even come into our life, we're so thankful. They cause our roots to go deep. Dig into you. Lord, we look to you today. Jesus.
Father, in all the ways that you speak to us, we ask that you speak to our hearts and minds today in this time we've assembled together. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Well, first of all, let me welcome each and every one of you here, home folks, visitors, I met some new folks today, met so many that I won't even try to remember everybody's name, but just tell them they're welcome. And all of our home folks, I want you to know you're welcome today too. And as we mentioned at the beginning, the bug of whatever nasty sort it is kind of taking its toll on a lot of our folks. And I want to thank Sue Ann for helping as an usher today. Both the Daves, you know, the Flying Daves are absent today. They're both sick. So, Sue Ann, thank you. And we're going to put you on the regular list if you'd volunteer for that. All right. So there you go. Out of necessity, a new ministry was born. You can read these things in the bulletin. Last Sunday night, it was a great service, so we really thoroughly enjoyed it. And my thank you in the middle from Colleen and myself. I don't have enough words or the correct words to express our thanks and appreciation and love for all of you over these 32 years. Our adult Bible study is on break for one more week. The date's in there. We'll get back on January 10th. Next Sunday's bulletin will have study questions out of 1 John. And so please plan on getting back into that. I think, Robbie, the youth are following the same schedule, be getting back on the 10th on their Wednesday night meeting. New calendars for the new year, January, the month of January is out there, so pick up a copy today and note all the upcoming activities and schedules for the new month. I mentioned birthdays. We only saw one, and that was Sue Ann Walker, whose birthday is actually today. I'm sure her parents were thankful she met the income tax deadline. And so, Sue Ann, even though we're a little, you can tell voices are not strong. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Now we have a lot of visitors. Anybody having a birthday this week that we wouldn't know about that would be willing to admit it? And all right. Ken has a microphone. If there are announcements here at the end of the year and the beginning of the new year or any word from anybody, just raise your hand. We'll recognize what you might want to share with us. Well, all is good then. All is good. Everybody's up to date. We know the folks that we need to be praying for. And so they're on our prayer list in addition to some of the folks that, like I say, are just... We're praying for a general improvement in health and whatever this bug is to go away. So join us daily in praying for that and for blessings of health. today is the fifth Sunday and we do not have children's church scheduled. So if any of you moms get desperate, you know we have the room downstairs and the cry room. So I just want to make sure I haven't overlooked anything on that part. I just feel like I'm missing something somewhere. I don't know what it is. Somebody must have a blessing. Amen. Bill.
We have an announcement in our family. It's the first of four kids, but we have a son that's engaged. And it's not Lewis.
As soon as we put the microphone up, everybody wants to talk now. So is it Caleb? Oh, my. Caleb's engaged. I met that little gal at Christmas Eve and once before. What's her name?
Corey.
Okay. Congratulations to Caleb. No date set?
No.
Okay. Years down the road, Mom? Yeah. Rock.
I can do this once and I'll have to do it 1,000 times at the end of church. Mona needs y'all's prayer. She's really sick. Sinus infection, her ears blocked, chest congestion, wheezing real bad, not resting real well. Appreciate your prayers for her. She's been sick for about 4 or 5 days. And as you remember, my brother-in-law, Kalen, it's Mona's younger brother, one of the twins. He's been fighting prostate cancer for, I think, going on 6 to 8 years. And the doctors get, when they discovered it, you know, the old 6 months to live thing. But it was really bad. And he says Jesus isn't done with him yet. I've been working with him the last couple months, helping to get a trailer in shape to move into. Well, since then, his transmission went out on his truck. His trailer, can't tell that it was broken into, but he's got a table saw missing and a miter saw and a, you know, tools that will keep him from being able to hire out or to finish his trailer. Now there's people that are going to lend him this stuff to continue working. So he's really down and really hurt. He's just more hurt than anything else because it was probably someone that he knew who took his stuff. And so just pray for him. I don't know how his attitude has been so good all these years. He's got one of the best attitudes for being as sick as he is. And then it just seems like the devil's trying to destroy his testimony, trying to make him just curse God or something. You know, your transmission goes out when everything else is going wrong and then lose your tools. So just pray for him. We've got 15 more days to get that trailer ready, and then he's got to move in one way or the other. So just pray for him. Kalen Beckley.
Let's join our hearts together. And after this prayer, the worship team will lead us in a couple more songs and share the message of the day today. My prayer is that God will speak to our hearts. I'll share a little more in the time of the message and not take that time now. Heavenly Father, you look down upon your people, your greatness, your power, your all-knowing. And yet it's amazing that in this gigantic universe, we believe that you know each and every person, that literally the hairs of our head are numbered. You know your creation personally, intimately, and lovingly. And so, Father, as we're gathered here as a group of believers here in Harrodsburg Community Church, we lift up our concerns in this little part of our world. People that are sick, people that we love who are going through hard times, the difficulties of life and the challenges and the struggles. Father, we commit those into your hands. We pray healing for those who need physical healing. We pray, Father, that this sinus flu symptoms that are manifesting themselves in so many people in so many ways would be lifted, and that health would be our portion. We thank you for the healings that have taken place. We thank you for those who are doing better. Father, we pray for those who are struggling right now financially or in their relationships, in their family. We pray for healing. We pray for faith and trust and patience to wait on you, to know that you will do what is best in your time and in your way. So, Father, what we're saying is that our hearts and minds are joined together. We are your people. You are our God. And you've blessed us with a Savior who is our elder brother. We're part of the family of God. And so we lift these things up together in unity, Father. We do not feel any discord, any disagreement on these issues. Together we acknowledge our need of you and our confidence in you, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you so much. Help us count our blessings. Help us leave this assembly today encouraged and strengthened in the Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Rock.
You know, as I was preparing the songs this morning, all I could think about was just the awesomeness and the power of our God. Is our healer, is our deliverer, is our cornerstone. Just all powerful, and yet He cares enough to care about us. Stand with me as we sing this.
Crown Him with many crowns, a lamp upon His throne, a cow, the heavenly anthem crowns all music by its own. Awake my soul and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King through all eternity. Crown Him the Lord of love, behold His hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. O angel sky, can fully bear that sight, but downward bends His wandering eye at mysteries so bright. Crown Him the Lord of light, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious to the strife for those He came to save. His glories now we see, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown Him the Lord of heaven, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Trumpet sound, oh, may hide then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love.
Your goodness I will keep.
see. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before.
You may be seated.